In Florida, we have a place for you. Not only do we understand your aspirations, we're ready for them. For all the amazing things your future holds, we hold the key. Florida, the future is here.
This is Tech News Briefing from the Wall Street Journal.
Welcome. This is the Wall Street Journal's Tech News Briefing. I'm Tanya Bustos, reporting from the newsroom in New York. So Tesla is having a bit of its own celebration this holiday week. The Silicon Valley automaker reports second quarter global sales growth of 53%. This is just after CEO Elon Musk details a tighter timeline for the highly anticipated Model 3 sedan production. Is Tesla on track to make that transition from a niche luxury car maker to a mainstream player? Joining us now, calling in from Washington, D.C., is The Wall Street Journal's Tim Higgins. Hey, Tim.
Hi.
So Tesla has just disclosed global vehicle sales for the second quarter. The results come right after Detroit's car companies report a steep sales decline for June. Yet Tesla sees a growth of 53%. Break it down for us. What kind of growth is Tesla seeing, and is it on track with its always ambitious goals?
Well, it's definitely growth in a time when the overall auto industry is declining globally, especially here in the U.S. Globally, the sales have been stagnant. We're expected to be stagnant this quarter, but because of the results here in the U.S. for the major automakers, that's really, really kind of hindering the entire industry. But with Tesla, investor enthusiasm is soaring because they're seen as being one of the Silicon Valley companies that maybe can break out of that cyclical downturn that Detroit is so accustomed to.
Right. And, you know, this comes right after Elon Musk teased us with a date for the first batch of new Model 3 sedans. It's July 28th. He announced Sunday. He's taken to Twitter with a lot to say, actually. So what have we learned about the schedule for production? What can we expect in the immediate future?
Well, he's talking about bringing out a handful of vehicles in July for customers in the event, and then some more in August, and kind of a steady build, if you will, until December, when he's talking about 20,000 vehicles, 20,000 versions of the Model 3. Now, previously, he had talked about doing basically a run rate of 5,000 by year's end, and that would be about 20,000 a month. So he's essentially reiterating that target. But earlier this year, he talked about how he was pushing suppliers to have what we call a run rate, or a number of vehicles made on a weekly basis, much higher in July, August, and September than what we're seeing him talk about now. Now, maybe at that point he was buying himself some wiggle room, putting some big goals out there for suppliers to get all the parts they're going to need, because it's really complicated. And if you don't have the right parts at that point, you can run into a lot of headaches. So he could be doing that, or also he could be scaling back, as some analysts have told me they think he's doing. Whatever the case, he's got huge ambitions for year's end, and lots of challenges ahead.
We're speaking to The Wall Street Journal's Tim Higgins about Tesla's sales growth ahead of its highly anticipated Model 3 sedan rollout. You're listening to The Wall Street Journal's Tech News Briefing. Thanks for joining us. So, Tim, so far, it's a good week for Tesla. Everything seems to be, for now, moving along. The Model 3, of course, is part of Elon Musk's big strategy to boost production. Also, more importantly, make Tesla a mainstream player. Is it on track to do that?
Well, the company has made its name as a luxury niche player. And the Model 3, which is starting price at maybe $35,000, would definitely make it more affordable to a greater audience. One of the tricks will be is being able to produce enough and get those vehicles out while there's still interest in that vehicle. And so that's why a lot of investors and a lot of analysts are really paying very close attention to these goals of his ability to pull the trigger on whether he can make enough vehicles on time.
Very good. Tim Higgins, thanks as always.
Thank you.
For more on Tim Higgins' coverage of all things Tesla, head to WSJ.com. Wrapping up this tech news briefing for now, I'm Tanya Bustos in New York. Thanks for listening.
Enjoy our podcasts? Then listen in your car. Before you start down the road, just sync your smartphone using Bluetooth or plug into the USB port. Got Apple CarPlay? Just tap on the podcast app and search for WSJ. So, the next time you're getting behind the wheel, take us along and enjoy the ride. The Wall Street Journal. Listen ambitiously.